This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We saw Sefer.
Yeah.
And we saw Yom Kippur.
Vinei Tzark Shetida.
What?
Vinei Tzark Shetida, I think.
Shemina, Tikurai Gdolim.
Yeah.
Okay. Vinei Tzark Shetida. So this is, it's very fascinating. The he's talking about Ikud Deraisa, and he's talking about big things in terms of Yom Tovim and Moadim and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and so on. And now he's going to talk about something that also seems to be really, it's like Konos Chachom Aleta Konos Chachomim. V'inetzor she'teida she'mena tikunim agdoilim she'sidra nevim li'Yisrael ha'yinyin kriya b'teira. V'zeh nichol b'shtei b'chinas. The kriya b'teira comes in two ways. Ha'achas, kriya sefer Torah la seda atumoy, v'choyze chalila derse. The laning the Torah over a year to complete the entire Torah, that's one. V'ashenis, kriyas parashis miuchodis, bizvani miuchodim. Laning specific parashis at specific times, like Yom Tovim. So it's not, I mean, you learn it's just another thing that, you know, a takanas chachamim, it's nice. It's something that encompasses time. In other words, the time is structured in a way that you go through Torah in a year, and each yontif gets its Torah. In other words, when you associate Torah Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would lay in the parashas. There's something about associating the divrei Torah with the zman together. And that's why it's such a big Indian here. It's another way of sort of embracing and framing the zman. The Baruch Rebbe used to say from the Baal Tanya, as medar for leben mit der Zeit, he say, there's an expression in Yiddish, you know, in Yiddish, many languages, about being modern. It's you have to live with the times. So the Baal Tanya would say you have to live with the times, that every day of the week corresponds to the parasha of that parasha Shavua. You have seven parashas, you know, Tosheni, Tosheni, Shavua. Every day of the week corresponds to one parasha, and a person will always find a meaning or some significance in the parasha of that week for that day. Please don't go looking for it. It's not something, but a kapanim, it's an inyan, a remiza. Sefer Torah is the entirety of our understanding, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be understood. It's a way for Klal Yisrael to connect with Torah in its klolius. This doesn't patter us from learning our own, our own parashas and so on and so forth. It's something that is Klal Yisrael's kriyas Torah. V'hine adei zeh kriyat tmidus azoyis masiv ben orek dush azoyis. V'gam esmanim yichodim finyana roi shenikra parashas anoyik zinyana mehem lahachzik ha'oros hayom adei kriyach ha'Torah. So this allows us to be machzik the ha'oros of the yomim through the Koyach HaTorah. I want to add a point just to apropos of what we said before. There are sometimes in yonim that in halacha they may have not such a strong standing, but mitzad the toichen, mitzad the inyan shabai. In other words, one of the reasons why, for instance, chassidim will be very my senefesh for certain things which are not really core halachic issues, but there's a sense that it may not be halachic a core issue, but in the klolius advar, for instance, kriyas haTorah. So kriyas haTorah is that kana, and tzibas the Torah, and so on. The way he frames it here, this is part of the ikar mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. It's in Klal Yisrael. This allows us to always be in a Torah mode. It's a very, very important perspective on seeing a lot of things like that. Okay, fine, the last peg.
Isn't it strange that halakha doesn't reflect it then?
I'll give you another example where you find what seems to be an apparent, contradiction between halakha and Rabbi Yaakov Netzki writes this in Emes Yaakov. If somebody in halacha we have a klal, you go basa if you're being doicha something, you go to the lesser iser to be doicha. If you have to pick and choose, you do the lesser iser. And somebody says mechal Shabbos for choyla. So somebody comes to a rav with a shayla, and let's say someone comes to a rav with a shayla, he's going to be over two things. Is he going to eat? Should he eat chaylev or should he eat chicken and milk? So I don't know if a rov will tell him exactly, but everyone understands that you will try to get it, that he'll be over less. Rabbi Sol Salanta spoke somewhere, I forgot, it was a place where people were Mechal Shabbos, and he spoke and how they could do less Chol Shabbos. He used to work in the docks or something. He felt it was an inyan to get people to do less as long as they wanted to keep Shabbos and so on. So somebody will come to you with following Shaila. I'm not from. I can marry a Jewish girl, we don't keep all this nida, and I'll be over chorus every time I live with her. Or I could marry somebody non-Jewish, no issa chorus, some sort of issa, not clear what, and so which is better? So no one will paskin that he should marry the non-Jewish woman. We do whatever we can to encourage people to marry Jewish people. And Rabbi Sol says, and Rabbi Yaakov writes, it's somebody who marries an Jew who's mafkir himself a Klal Yisrael. It's not the pshat, it's not within the world of halacha, more chom or more kal. The person is a mafkir himself. So it's true that the Torah only said kanoim pagan boy, but kanoim pagan boy means because we want to have nothing to do with you. People misunderstand. Kanoim pagan boy means if Bezin goes through the effort of being dan and giving you misa, it means because there's a kapara at the end of the odu. Kanoim pagan means Bezin has nothing to do. They don't care for you. They don't want you to do whatever you want, and you know remain lost. You know that's the meaning. So mitzad being dan mitzad the teichen shaboy. Of course, it's way beyond repair and so on. Okay, peyotchi, havoda mikras habrachas. There are avodas that are not time bound. They just happen to happen. Aleph. Achavodas hamikras and gefi hamikrim shekornel de adam chol mei chayehem. Himatzom boilam hazeh machaleim ol b'shem chol tzeim and shivas kemdim. So there are some avoda that is tamid, and there's some avoda that is mikra. Also very interesting how he divides up the world of avodas Hashem. The things that are, this is part of the etzem mitzvahs of the world, that's tamidim. And things that are as per need, as per whatever. Uklal kula noisa shibana bchalokim akoidmin vahu. She'en lecha inyam chalnyone oilam. Choik oi mikra. Be'ezinim tzos vim inam tzos. Lezinim tzos. She'husad vuhucha kifimashet shetstorit limotze vim tzos. Lefiatachas amiti shabriya zachana lomalo. She'lahasigas b'shemusa sukolapotim elu kolach bigvul sahim shembolim be'emes. So the statement of these type of avodas that have not a kavurika inyan, but as per a person's engagement with this world, is because everything in this world has a tachlis, and therefore the avoda focuses on its tachlis. So it's bedafka. These avodos, these mitzvahs, that focus on what he calls a mikra, means that anything that happens in this world, a person eats, a person gets married, a person does many things, all of these things are somehow possible to become avodas Hashem. Omnom. The different inyanim of the mitzvahs, proteus, all are commensurate to the different halakim of whatever inyan is. V'chinei b'chol ha'inyonim elu nitztavu mitzvi inyonim l'hamid v'rma atzad ha'toiv l'atzad ha'ra shekeshe yishma ma'isvim b'gvulamim yunyonim fi ha'toiv v'anim shal rev t'ev t'ikot. So if a person keeps the mitzvahs and does what's right with every element of the bria kifi what iroyu, so what comes out of it is also good. So the mashal v'achila, Chazal made a tikkun of a bracha, so therefore the person's achila becomes mesuda al atzara toiv, and so on. V'im lo yishmuru, hine yishara maisim tzara. V'zitzpasha deyem atumah v'azumah v'achoyish ha'godl yichasa al yoyna. V'yisra ba'helem v'achav kaltol sirosh ha'zacharnu. Hakof v'yitzein yoshleish v'gvulov v'ashalim adam. So, just like in the interaction with elements of this world, a person generates milus, generates ha'aris, or curtails ha'aris, depend based on his maisim. Vayashem adam vachelik shor b'sibu v'gilgal kol shem tzoris v'miskalim v'echin l'kav shleimus v'zachalim adam. So everything that a person touches has in itself the capacity to contribute. So let's take an example. A person eats. So eating, if a person does it with the right kavana, the right oifin, it adds to the tikkun of the world, and the world becomes a more kaddish place because of it. If a person does not eat what he shouldn't eat, the wrong kavana, is not makar kadosh baruch on it, the world becomes a worse place because of it. V'hine, he says, al pi derech zeh husar inyan habrachos shetikun chachameinu zal al kol inyan ha'olam v'ano'isov. V'shoyer shekul b'birchas hamazon shenstavinu bo b'Torah. V'inyan zehu, ki kvar bi'arnu shekol inyanim hanimtzoyim v'chakukim b'teva, hine hem kulam protim u'chuvanet ha'achas ha'klali. Shuragia mitzias kula l'shleimus, v'chelkom b'dov hazeh, k'v'antrega sh'hem bo b'amitas mitzuyusa. So the world itself is a clock that ticks and does everything automatically. Adam, who also does what he has to do, he has to be mechavin and understand what he's doing and focus on doing it l'shem shemayim. What a person adds to the world is kavana and havana. A person adds to this world. So the Gemara says, "Yisharim darkei Hashem, the tzaddikim yelchu bam v'yisharim yikashlu bam." So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are Yesharim, Tzadikim walk on that road, and Rishoyim are Nichshal. So it says, what are we talking about? We're talking about the guy, one guy did an Issa, one guy did a Mitzvah, and so on. And the Gemara answers in the end that it's two people eat something, one eats it Chilagasa, one eats it as Karm Pesach, and so on. The point is that most things in the world that are Rishus, what it is will depend on the kavanah that you put into it, your attitude. If a person eats to fulfill his taiva, so eating becomes another part of the olam ha-taiva, which is not kedusha, and it's counter kedusha, and that creates bad in the world. The same person is mechavin l'shem shemayim, and the person understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that gave him food, and the fact that he's doing it, he's eating it by Hashem and so on and so forth, that increases the kedusha in the world, because now he's taken more details of the world and put into that structure. Okay, hopefully next time we'll finish Mitzvah Hashem. Wow.